This episode of VoiceOver Par Charcha is powered by VoicesBazaar.com, India's premium audio agency.
So welcome to another episode of VoiceOver Par Charcha. This is the pilot episode of the year 2024 and a super special episode. In this episode, we have a legendary voice artist who has lent his voice to thousands of commercials, brands in terms of voice acting. The English voice of Saif Ali Khan in Sacred Games, the web series The Sacred Games, and
the Hindi voice of the professor in Money Heist.
Apart from this, an iconic Bollywood actor. Famous movies like Lagero Munna Bhai, Fashion and Web Series recently seen in Rana Naidu. So to my viewers, to my listeners, to my subscribers, it's a great honor, it's a pride, it's a privilege to have the one and only Mr. Ashwin Mushran on VoiceOver Par Charcha. So sir, aapka bahut 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 swagat hai VoiceOver Par Charcha mein.
Dhanyavad Harsh, thank you. Are you sure you're talking about the same person here with that introduction?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm looking at somebody else. Doesn't sound like me, but that's very kind of you to say. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so sir, I just want to know about, like, first of all, we want to start off with this particular aspect. Ki aapki voicing mein shuruaat kaise hui thi? Apart from your, jaise aapka acting mein jaise tarah se debut hua, to voicing mein kaise shuruaat hui thi?
Wo actually dono shuruaat to it was at the same time. Kyunki main London se wapas aaya tha at that time, and I'd started doing rounds, auditioning, acting, and all that. And usi time pe, around the same time I started shooting for my first ads and all that, usi time pe, I also fell into voicing. But it was, I always say, I'm also an accidental voice artist. In fact, I think ki, almost everybody in the voice industry, you know, everybody I think is an accidental voiceover professional. Nobody, I think, actually. You know, from Indians, you know, hum bana chahte hain lawyers, engineers, it's still like that,
of
you
course,
know, in the minds of people, you know, good government job, salary job, of course, abhi startup, sab kuch hai. I mean, IT sector, everything is there. But voicing is something ki people just, I think they just fall into. It's not something that is planned. I don't think anybody said, I want to be a voiceover actor. I don't think anybody has ever said that. It is just something that happens. Aur ye profession mein, matlab, professional training aisa nahi hai. You know, all of us, we've all learned on the go, on the job. The work is the study and the training. Because when you start, we all suck. We're all so bad when we start. It's the truth. You know, if you hear the audio, मतलब जो सालों पहले ऑडियो जो किया था, you go, मतलब ये क्या है? What did I record? And now, of course, years later, when you've learned a few things, you're like, this doesn't sound too bad. But yeah, so it happened purely accidentally कि मैं एक ad के लिए मैं shoot कर रहा था. And director jo tha, and I'll always take his name. His name was Rajesh Sathi from Kerosene Films, who actually launched me in the voice business, because he says, "Awaaz achhi hai." He said, "Would you like to, do a couple of lines?" I had no idea. Matlab, kya karna hai, you know, mic cross, blow, pop, ye sab, you know, no idea. And I did that, and he said, "I like your voice." And in those days, सारे जो प्रोडक्शन हाउसेस थे वो फेमस स्टूडियोज में थे. फेमस स्टूडियोज इन महालक्ष्मी, एवरीबडी वॉज देयर, ऑल द प्रोडक्शन हाउस, दैट वॉज द प्लेस. हम सब वहां पर ऑडिशंस के लिए भी जाते थे, एक्टिंग के लिए. देयर यूज्ड टू बी लाइंस ऑफ पीपल आउटसाइड स्टूडियोज, डिफरेंट प्रोडक्शन हाउसेज फॉर एड्स, फिल्म, थिंग्स लाइक दैट. एंड ही टुक मी टू ऑल द प्रोडक्शन हाउसेज अराउंड फेमस स्टूडियो, एंड ही सेड, दिस इज अश्विन मुशरन. ही सेड, व्हाई डोंट यू गिव हिम अ शॉट. सो यू नो, all of us need that one person who gives you that little bit of help so you can move forward. It's very difficult to do it by your own. You can never do anything by your own. There always have to be people around you who give you that help and support. And somebody like that really did that. And it took a long time. In those days, also breaking into English voicing was very difficult because there was a very, very set group of people, from Ninad Kamath to P.P. Bajaj to Rags Khote. There was T.C., a guy called Theron, who still does a lot of voicing. And all these guys, Chetan Shashital, of course, as well. I used to see him going to the studio, you know. And all these guys were very nice to me. They didn't treat me badly then. They didn't treat me as competition. Or at least I would like to. They probably looked at me and said, "Ye to competition nahi, ye to theek hai," you know. you know, Ninad was also really, really nice. Once he was there recording, and he also, I remember, he may not remember, but he stayed on to listen to me, and he gave me a few pointers. And he said, you know, "Aisa karna hai, aisa nahi karna hai, you know, try this." And I thought that was... I thought that was really nice of him. And I also try and do that with other people as well. I'm as nice as possible, nice as I possibly can to newer people. Because walking to the studio for the first time, when we hear our voice for the first time on the mic, it's never, it's a different sound. Now, after all these years, we are used to our sound on the mic. I like my sound on the mic. But when the first time you hear it, you say, I mean, ye aadmi kaun hai? Matlab, it's not the same person as me because it's sounding so different. Yes. Speaking on the mic and speaking like this conversationally are two totally different things. In those days, we used to walk in with our bill books. You know, we used to walk in with our bill books, and we had all the... these guys used to walk in the bill books, and I used to see them, matlab, job khatam karte the, and they used to pull out this book and invoice. I'm like, wow. You know, that's so cool. Yeah, aapka invoice, you know, check de do, you know, all these guys were like that. Yeah. So I remember P.P. Bajaj also gave me his invoice and gave me his invoice format, which I still base my stuff on today. I mean, in our days, we had to print all our invoice books, you know, and the front was all invoicing. The back was all the terms and conditions and legal requirements and all that if you're signing up. So all these guys were kind enough to do that for me. And I appreciate that. And slowly over a period of time, I started getting more work. And of course, and then I fell into dubbing a little bit. Again, because of Rajesh Sathi, he introduced me to an incredibly well-known lady who's no longer with us, which is Leela Ghosh, Mona Shetty's mother.
Yes.
And she took a chance on me. She took a chance. She said, "Okay." She said, "I'll spend some time with you," and I started dubbing for a Disney series at that time, which was being shown on one of the channels. I think I did 83 episodes of it was about a fish called Stanley, and I was the fish called Stanley. And I really learned a lot there. But she invested her time because the pehli baar maine recording ke liye gaya tha. I think I took 7 hours to finish one or two episodes. But then I had no clue. And she said, "Don't worry about this. It'll be okay." And I think by the end, we were just knocking things off. So again, she also took a chance on me. She could have said, "You know, we took 7 hours over this. I don't think it's going to work." But she said, "No, it's okay. I know you'll get better. And I know there's a future for you here." And then, of course, after that, Mona has always been a support. I've always done things for her. She's always called me. And what I like about Mona's a friend, but when I'm there, she's my boss.
You know, as a
so she can tell me, you know, this is not good. This is good. I like this. I want you to do it like this. And I will listen to her always, in spite of her being my friend out there. She'll always be the boss. And she's also incredible what she's built. So I've done a lot of stuff for Sound and Vision over the years as well. And they've also taken their risks on me, or taken their chances. And I mean, I like to think that I've done good work for them. But we worked a lot over the past few years.
So when you spoke about that, the first recording of like the dubbing, it took so many 7 to 8 hours. So again,
I think it did, because I had no you know, looking at the script, looking at the screen at that time, also, you know, it was a small screen. Then, you know, scripts be bahut, matlab, writing be bahut chote chote hote the, you know, as in you're like, matlab, I had to read and look up as well. Luckily, it was animation, so thoda leeway wo milta hai, you know, you can match. But later on, when you moved on to the actual, you know, dubbing actors, then that's when also the learning really came in, coming in, starting, finishing, in between. And that's where Mona and her team of also engineers and dubbing directors, they have been a huge support, and they've taught me a lot. And I still learn from them. I have utmost respect for that whole team. There's Kalpesh there, there's
Yes,
Vikram,
Kalpesh Parekh.
there's Pramod, who sat through my whole Money Heist dubbing 48 episodes. So without them, I couldn't do the work that I have done.
इट्स एन इनक्रेडिबल रोल प्रोफेसर. लाइक स्टिल जो हम उसका सुनते हैं नेटफ्लिक्स पे, जो इंदो हिंदी वाला पार्ट होता है दैट पर्टिकुलर.
आई नो, आई मीन दैट्स अ स्ट्रेंज वन, बिकॉज जब बुलाया था ऑडिशन के लिए, मैंने बोला आर यू श्योर यू वांट मी, लाइक यू वांट मी टू डू दिस, दे सेड नो नो जस्ट कम एंड गिव इट. एंड आई रियली थॉट कि मतलब आई रियली थॉट दैट आई वोंट बी कॉल बैक टू डू इट. एंड देन दे कॉल्ड एंड आई एम लाइक ओ माय, एट दैट टाइम आई थिंक इट वाज 38 episodes then or something like that. I'm like, my God, 30 before season 5 had come out. They were doing all season 4. I'm like, 30 episodes mein aisa, main kaisa kar sakta hoon? And Spanish is really difficult
Of course.
to dub into Hindi. But they speak so fast. If you speak North Indian, speak Hindi fast. I mean, Spanish, the Spaniards speak so fast. You're like, what do I do? Ye fit kaisa ho sakta hai? But those guys were there to support it, and somehow the voice just it just set in our line of work. It's not how we look, it's how our voice fits a character. I mean, you don't have to look like a Hugh Jackman or a Tom Cruise. You're just, you can be 6'4", but you can be Tom Cruise's voice.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, because that voice fits that. And I was just, I didn't think about it, but I was just blown away by the reactions in India to Money Heist, the professor's part. I was just totally blown away by the amount of messages I suddenly started
Awesome.
getting. How people were actually listening, and they were thinking of you as the character, even though it's Alvar Mote, of course, who did a fabulous job. And over 48 episodes, I think I really got to know that character. Of course, the worst thing is that it spoils our viewing, because we watch a lot of the show, but we don't watch the whole show because we see so much beforehand. So unfortunately, that's the case here.
So in your particular case, like playing three different types of, kind of not kind of characters, but just specific genres, use an actor as a voiceover artist and as a voice actor. Now these are three different types of transitions, I
Yes,
can say.
correct. Correct. Yeah.
So I can say in terms of acting, कहीं ना कहीं वो एलिमेंट कहीं ना कहीं, जैसे वॉइस एक्टिंग में ऑफ कोर्स इट अगेन एट द एंड ऑफ द डे इट्स एक्टिंग जस्ट लाइक बिहाइंड द माइक्रोफोन, इफ आई कैन यूज द राइट वर्ड.
No, of course it is. And having, I think having an acting training or a base really, really helped me, because I'd
Yes.
already been to drama school in London. I'd been to a drama studio in London. So, वहाँ पर, I mean, voice भी करते हैं वहाँ पे. So you do a fair amount, because as an actor, you need that. In the UK, stage is very important. So that throw of the voice, I don't know, maybe in the US is more concentrated on screen acting. Like in UK, may they concentrate a lot on the voice as an actor. So that base was always there. I just never thought that, I'd actually apply it to behind the mic. So ad voicing is completely different.
Yes.
There's acting, then ad voicing is about marketing, presenting the product. But even in that, there are other elements, different kinds. Nowadays, they ask for so many different things. Humko conversational chahiye, humko deep chahiye, humko casual chahiye. Everybody's got a tone and style then. When I'd started, there was like basically one promo kind of marketing brand voice. But slowly, all the other things, they slowly started coming in. So acting also helped from the basis of listening to a director. But when you went into the dubbing space, pata chala ki, you're also trying to add to a performance that has already been done.
Yes.
What can you do that, not make it better, but try and enhance something? I mean, if you're dubbing in Hindi as well, in any language, we all speak differently. The different things. So a lot of the Hindi ones are saying, sir, thoda aur drama dal do, थोड़ा और इमोशन डाल दो,
इमोशन
यू नो,
डाल दो.
बिकॉज पीपल लिसनिंग, यू नो, आई हियरिंग दोज थिंग्स. सो यू हैव टू ट्राई एंड सी वेयर यू कैन फिट ऑल दैट इन. सो या दे ऑल डिस्टिंक्ट डिफरेंसेज, बट आई स्टिल बिलीव दे ऑल पार्ट ऑफ एक्टिंग. हैविंग सम काइंड ऑफ एक्टिंग ट्रेनिंग आई थिंक इज ग्रेट फॉर एनी वॉइस प्रोफेशनल.
Yes.
Because you are still performing. It is always a performance. But I think there are a lot of people who maybe find it difficult to switch between the genre, the genres, and I don't have a problem with that. I understand ad voicing, marketing, or a corporate voicing bhi hai, audio books bhi hai. Audio
books,
of
course.
Is audio and also audio dramas. Matlab, recently as well, I mean, I know I've spoken about all these other, but I've also worked a lot with Mantra and his
Eminem
talkies.
Yes,
and Mantra has also been just wonderful. He's just a magical person. And I think he has really, really changed audio dramas and audio podcasting in India, within the fiction space and even some non-fiction space. He's really built something, and he's just a fantastic person to work with. That every time he calls me, I just love going in there to work. I've done Batman Unburied with him, the official DC Spotify show, which
yes.
went to 7 countries, I think. So I did the Doctor Strange in that, and that was also so good to work with that. I've done Marvel Wastelanders with him. I've done Black Widow. I've done a couple of I forget the name, Virus 2047 or something like that. The one with Richard Chadha and Ali Fazal. I've done that. Then I've done a character called Mr. Black in his series, Great Villain, which
yes.
was I mean, but the एक एपिसोड के लिए बुलाया था एंड दे लाइक्ड इट सो मच दे केप्ट ऑन पुटिंग हिम इनटू डिफरेंट एपिसोड्स. सो इट्स ग्रेट फन वर्किंग विद हिम एंड प्लेइंग अराउंड विद हिम एंड आई थिंक ही इज आल्सो डन सम वंडरफुल स्टफ फॉर आवर इंडस्ट्री एंड अलाउड अ लॉट ऑफ डिफरेंट पीपल कम इन टू डू वॉइस वर्क. इफ यू एवर हैव द चांस टू डू समथिंग विद हिम इट्स अ ग्रेट ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस. या सो या दीस आर सम ऑफ द न्यू प्लेयर्स.
Yes,
but great to work with.
I remember when I got a chance to meet you for the first time in IVF. आप उनके साथ ही शायद मिलना हुआ था.
मैं बात कर रहा था. हाँ हाँ शायद वो हाँ. Yeah, we were having a chat then. Yeah.
Yeah, वहीं पे वही पे बात. So I forgot to. I just missed one point. When you started in the voicing space, which was the year? If I would like to know that specifically the year.
Yeah, so it was 2003, the same year I started acting.
Okay.
The same year I started. I shot my first ad in the industry. Within my first two ads, I did a couple of voiceovers. So I started both, matlab dono tandem mein the. And within the voice industry, I'm always considered a voiceover guy. You know, I can never play my actor who within the voice industry because I started at the same time. So from studio engineers to everybody, they all know me, you know, as a voice professional. Yeah, so I can never play that actor card. I can see a lot of actors are able to play that actor card. Sometimes it's difficult for me to do that because I started this at the same time. So main voice professional hu is industry mein for all these guys. Yeah,
all these guys. So one thing, considering the digital age, you know, you being an actor, you know, multi, you know, this voice acting, voiceovers, one thing that I found really, you know, surprising and you know, you, again, I'll mention you being a Bollywood actor, you being so super active on LinkedIn. And I have seen so many voiceover professionals. They are like, matlab kabhi LinkedIn pe shayad kisi ki presence hai, nahi hai.
Matlab, I mean, aap bol rahe yahan India se.
Haan, India se, yes, yes, yes.
Haan.
So okay. I have seen you, you know, sharing your work on LinkedIn. So you are
yes.
so super active on LinkedIn. So, there are so many people from the fraternity who are like yet to make a presence on LinkedIn. Would you like to share your experience LinkedIn pe itna active hona or in terms of opportunities or what you get through what were the benefits of that if you
I think, well, I don't know, I think approximately 1.5 years ago I was just, I mean, I've had a LinkedIn profile and I also saw, yeah, India mein hardly any of the creative people were on LinkedIn. मतलब एक्टर्स
यस
नहीं थे या आई मीन वॉइस ओवर प्रोफेशनल्स उतना नहीं थे, लेकिन जब हम देखते हैं जो वेस्ट में है, यू नो मीन फ्रॉम द रेस्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बहुत सारे लोग होते हैं,
बहुत सारे लोग
दे
क्या
ऑल एक्टिव ऑन इट, यू नो, एंड आई वाज जस्ट एब्सोल्युटली सरप्राइज्ड एंड टेकन अबैक, मतलब हाउ एक्टिव दे वर। सो आई जस्ट थॉट, और ये पैंडेमिक के बाद था ना, तो हम
पैंडेमिक के बाद
यस आर थिंकिंग जस्ट चेंज्ड आफ्टर दैट। सो आई वाज जस्ट आई एम लाइक We are also professionals in the creative space. Why
यस
can we not be on LinkedIn? I know everybody sometimes look down on actors and creative people and this, matlab, you know, they don't know much, pata nahi hai, but they don't understand that so many of us have finished college, done postgraduates, you know, I mean, done a bunch of other things and are acting as our choice or are in this field of performance as a choice of work that we wanted to do. You know, maybe we could have gone into banking, maybe we could have gone into the
Of
corporate
course.
culture, but we didn't. They always look down saying, nahin, nahin, I mean, usko kuch pata nahi hai, matlab wo actor hai, you know, kya politics, politics ke bare mein, ye iske bare mein, economy ke bare mein, usko kuch nahi pata hai. But like anybody else, you know, so I thought, let me try and see, you know, what I can be, not what I can be on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much the same person every LinkedIn, a slight more professional posting,
More
of course, you
professional,
know.
yes.
But why not? And it's not magic, matlab, you don't get work overnight, nothing like that. But I just thought I would do it and see. And yeah, I've done a bit of work from there, but I've also, my eyes have been opened by the many different kind of people I've met and interacted with around the world. You know,
Certainly.
just to see how they're doing things, how they're presenting themselves professionally as professional artists, which I think in India, we have no system, no coordination. So, in the same way, I just thought, let me just give LinkedIn a shot to see what can happen. Sorry, I don't know if that's the answer that you wanted.
It's
That's why it started.
certainly, sir. And of course, sir, in terms of personal branding, nowadays it's really fair to consider LinkedIn in terms of opportunities. Everything, your overall background, everything, of course. And so coming on another aspect, of course, जिसके बारे में आज चर्चा ना हो ऐसा हो नहीं सकता, एंड दैट इज
ठीक है, ओके, क्या
आर्टिफिशियल
है?
इंटेलिजेंस. आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस.
ओके
सो योर perspective on that particular, specifically the voicing space.
Well, I think it's a confusing time because all this technology is quite new, especially since ChatGPT exploded. Even I'm looking at a couple of courses online, मतलब ये कैसा यूज कर सकते हैं, यू नो, हम अप्लाई कैसे कर सकते हैं टू आर इंडस्ट्री, बिकॉज इट्स गोइंग टू बी पार्ट ऑफ आर लाइव्स.
यस
वी कांट रन अवे फ्रॉम इट. सो आई नो देयर इज अ फियर, द फियर इज ऑफ ये सब वॉइस क्लोनिंग, ऑल दैट स्टफ. एंड रिसेंटली ऑफ कोर्स ये सैग एफ्ट्रा का जो यूनियन है यूएस में, द एंटरटेनमेंट यूनियन, एक्टिंग यूनियन, इन
स्ट्राइक
वॉइस एक्टर्स पार्ट ऑफ, या दे हैड दैट ह्यूज स्ट्राइक एंड ऑल दैट, ऑल दिस इज पार्ट. सो आई थिंक समथिंग लाइक दैट विल मेक अ डिफरेंस टू ऑल ऑफ अस. बट वॉइस इज सो इजी टू स्टील, यू नो, ऑल आर स्टफ इज ऑनलाइन, मतलब हमारे सैंपल्स यूट्यूब पे है, वेबसाइट पे है, यू नो, वी आर पोस्टिंग आवर वर्क एज वेल. ये सब लोग ले सकते हैं एंड दे कैन डू थिंग्स एज वेल. यू नो, हमें
सो
क्या पता है कि ये हो रहा है कि नहीं. इनफैक्ट देयर वाज देयर इज रियली रियली फेमस एंड इनक्रेडिबल वॉइस प्रोफेशनल, वॉइस एक्टर, वॉइस आर्टिस्ट, व्हाटएवर, हाउएवर यू वांट टू से इट, ऑन लिंक्डइन कॉल्ड सैंडी थॉमस. आई मीन दे कॉल हिम सैंडी, इज ही गोज एट थॉमस इमेजिंग व्हाटएवर, एंड ही यूज्ड टू बी द वॉइस ऑफ फियर फैक्टर इन द यूएस फॉर डेकेड्स. यू नो, आई मीन ही इज अ यूनियन वॉइस फॉर आर्टिस्ट, यू नो, हैज वर्कड फॉर एब्सोल्यूट decades, made a fantastic living out of it, and he really posts some interesting stuff as well. Seems to be a really, really nice guy. I've messaged him a couple of times. He's messaged back as well. He said he was he put up a post the other day saying that he was driving and just put the radio on, and he heard an ad with his voice that he hadn't voiced, and he called the producers, had called them. They said, yeah, you know, we think you were busy or we didn't have the time, so we just
Turn
used
your voice
AI
instead.
or whatever to use it for this, and he went absolutely, he's like, this is not done. I mean, he has the power to do that, but he made huge posts on that. So he said, look, this can happen to me, it can happen to you. He said, we all need to stand up and stop this. Now with AI, we can all be scared, like I said, or we can try to understand it and work a way around it. After all, I'm sure we are all using AI for a whole bunch of different things, from, you know, from photos to tweaking scripts and all that, you know, to
a lot of stuff, lot of stuff.
To write in, you know, I'm using a couple of also AI enabled editing sites to put, you know, audiograms and put a couple of things on as well. So we're using that. We're okay with that, but don't mess with us. You know, it's so we have to understand that it's also happening to everybody. So we have to come to terms with come to terms with it and really try to understand it. But maybe for a period of time, it will be worrying for everybody till things stabilize. But I think there are people who are going to steal your voice, and there's nothing we can do about it.
So I have a perception that in terms of voice cloning, there has to be some government regulation, because not just for voice acting, even for a common man, this is a threat, because there are so many scams ki kisi ko phone aata hai kisi ke bete ki awaaz mein that we need cash.
I mean, wo bahut famous scam hai. Matlab Canada se ek phone kisi ne phone kiya hai aur wo bol rahe hai ki hamare paas paisa nahi and all that, and it's the same voice of your relative or whoever, your niece, your nephew, your uncle. People have said that it's been the same voice. So it's different. Somebody trying to extract money from you when you're trying to UPI or Google Pay something, buy a product, trying to buy a product or something like that, and somebody's trying to scam you for that. But matlab, people are speaking in the same voice. Now that is scary, because you know, how are you going to react if you my cousin is in New York and he just called me saying he needs some help, and that was him. That is a government thing, and that is crime, and that is for the authorities to take off. Yes, they also need to support and help.
Even in India, agar hum Google karte hain voice scam, what a voice scam thefts or AI voice scam or something like that. There are, I guess there are already more than thousands of cases registered in India also, if I'm not wrong.
Possibly. I mean, India is also a work of art when it comes to these things. So we're very good. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll happen. Yeah. 1.34 billion of us, there'll be a bunch of people doing this. Yeah,
so not just this voice cloning or deep fake, or there are so many cases I heard about, just every with actress.
Changing people's photos, everything. You know, now you have those, everybody's using it. You know, the photo will put a smile on your face and things like that. You know, you have to do it correct, but it can look absolutely real. So at the end of the day, it is going to be a part of our lives, but we are discovering it for the first time. So we are all the first people who are living with this.
Yeah.
So we have to work it out. Otherwise, it will drive us crazy.
This can be only solved by, of course, as you know, this we can call this pros and cons of AI, but certainly the cons of AI, if it is dangerous, and certainly there will be some government regulation in the future, I hope. In terms of cloning or taking anyone's voice, so वहाँ पे थोड़ा अगर कुछ एक restriction ही आ सकते हैं.
Huh, but like I said, they have to sit down. We can't do anything until they sit down and do that. You know, maybe they will try and do it to protect their authority as well. That is also scary.
Yes. True.
Right? I mean, that is also possible. Something like that might happen. I just had one thing that I think, you know, people go on about the human voice at the end. And yes, I think for a whole bunch of things, there'll be people who'll be using AI voicing. I think whole many things, people will still go to humans because they'll want that context. They'll want that emotional change. When you go for revisions, matlab kya hoga? How will you revise it on AI? You know, say, I want this section done like this. So possibly we have to keep that into mind that, you know, the humans will still be used because clients will still want to interact with people. But of course, there'll be a whole bunch of people who just want that AI one to use for their films because they don't have the time. But I've also seen ki kafi clients होते हैं जो दे सेंड दे सेड सर ये हम आपको मतलब फिल्म हम आपको वीडियो भेज रहे हैं और इस पे एक स्क्रैच एआई वॉइस है जस्ट फॉर योर रेफरेंस यू नो फॉर टाइमिंग एंड दिस जस्ट टू कीप सो वी पुट दैट ऑन नाउ प्लीज यू नो यू डू योर थिंग. ऑल्सो द फ्लिप साइड इज व्हेन दे सेंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट दे पुट इट इन सच अ टाइमिंग एआई वॉइसेस डोंट ब्रीथ. So they have a very cut timing. So sometimes, I mean, you have to explain to them that it's not the same because I'm going to go in between. You know, the AI voices are not doing that. So I mean, the timing will not be the same. So a lot of people are using it, and then they're also hiring the professionals to do the finish work.
Okay, so yeah, as we discussed that, of course, there are like pros and cons of AI, the limitations as of now. Of course, there will be a difference between a human voiceover and AI voiceover.
And also the difference in India is because we are so unregulated as an industry, more here than it will affect people in the West.
Certainly, certainly.
You know, because I mean, voice acting is a lonely profession.
Yes.
You know, it's actually an incredibly, it's just you. And you know, when you're an actor, आप सेट पर बहुत सारे लोग होते हैं. अगर आप पांच एक्टर्स हैं लेकिन क्रू 90 है, यू नो आई एम जस्ट सेइंग इट्स अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल. वॉइस एक्टिंग एंड स्पेशली हमारे पास मतलब हमारे घर में होम स्टूडियो है अभी, यू नो वी ऑल मेड दैट.
So, finally, sir, to the beginners, I'll use a specific word who want to make a career in voice acting, voiceover. So, in terms of this particular digital age and the AI, what specific suggestion or advice would you like to give to them as a, you know, as an experienced voice actor, voiceover professional, जो अभी इसमें अपना कदम रखना चाहते हैं इस प्रोफेशन में?
अपना कदम रखना चाहते हैं. दैट्स नाइस वर्ड्स. या सो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू टॉक मच अबाउट एआई बिकॉज देयर इज नॉट इनफ नॉलेज अबाउट इट. यू नो आई विल नॉट प्रोफेस टू से थिंग्स अबाउट एआई दैट आई डोंट नो. एज फार एज द अदर थिंग गो, वंस द पैंडेमिक हैपेंड इवन आई वॉज अ बिगिनर. वंस अगेन इट जस्ट इट चेंज लाइफ. इट चेंज आई थिंक इट चेंज द वॉइसिंग इंडस्ट्री इन इंडिया. इट ऑल्सो
Yes,
चेंज वॉइसिंग
certainly.
इन जनरल बिकॉज द होल वर्ल्ड सेड हम पैसा कैसे बना सकते हैं. आई बिकम अ
Yes.
वॉइस ओवर आर्टिस्ट. यू नो दैट वी एवरी थॉट दिस आई कैन यू नो मतलब मैं एक माइक खरीद सकता हूँ और यू नो लैपटॉप है, माइक है, अभी ये सब
बस
यूएसबी माइक्स है और मैं वॉइस ओवर आर्टिस्ट में बना मैं बन सकता हूँ. सो एवरीबडी अराउंड द वर्ल्ड सडनली डिसाइडेड दैट दे विल बिकम अ वॉइस एंड द नंबर ऑफ वॉइस ओवर एक्टर्स और वॉइस ओवर टैलेंट और वट एवर यू लाइक टू कॉल इट एक्सप्लोडेड अराउंड द वर्ल्ड. You know, which
Yes.
even caused professionals like, whoa, you know, suddenly everybody was competing with everybody. And that includes us because all the studios had shut down. You
Yes.
know, मतलब काम नहीं था. And I'm
काम
sure
नहीं
you
था.
understand from me, you know, literally overnight, सब कुछ बंद for everybody as well.
Yes.
And all of us, for us especially, was so used to going to the studios. Like I said, you always think you're rock stars. You walk into a studio behind the mic. Yeah, let's start. Done. Take okay. All right, done. You know, ek chai. And you know, chai, you know, voice over chacha, chai pe chacha. So, you know, one chai with the engineer, have a chat. Because voicing in studios for ad voicing is all that. Your voicing is 10 minutes, and your 20 minutes, you know, 30 minutes waiting for client feedback, sitting, having a chat, having a chai. It's really nice. And then feedback comes, and you know, you do a little bit more. So that was great. And I always say, we didn't know what the engineers used to do. They made you sound good. You're standing in front of a Neumann mic.
Yes.
You have huge consoles out there where they're working on Pro Tools. They're working, you know, on these huge preamps or whatever they have out there, mixer consoles, everything. I mean, you sound great. You didn't even know ki, you know, clicks were coming, ye mouth noise, ye sab kuch. You know, because they never told you, because they were able to remove it,
Yes.
right? It just, I mean, when I started doing it from home, and I started in a tiny little space with nothing, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what to do and all that, trying to work things out. Now I built my own booth, of course, you know, so I have my own booth as well, which is great. But even then, what do you do after that? I was using Audacity in those days. Like many of us, Audacity
Of
is great
course.
to start off with. You know,
Yes.
it's a beyond doubt. But after a while, even that got limiting. You know, I had to move, you know. So then I tried Reaper for a while, which I still got the Reaper license. And then eventually I moved to Studio One, you
Yeah,
know.
certainly.
And again, how did I find Studio One? Of course, I'd bought a PreSonus product, and with PreSonus, sometimes PreSonus is great because quite a few times when you buy an audio interface, you get a mic, they give you Studio Artist for free with that. You know, so they give you your Studio Artist license, which is good enough for voicing. You know, you actually don't need any more. But there's again another engineer called Varun Parikh, who's got a studio called Beyal Studios in Khar. And I hadn't seen, I mean, he used to be an engineer, a couple of projects I used to work with in different places, and he started his own place. And I bumped into him at a store somewhere a while ago. And he said, "Yeah, Ashwin, how you doing?" and all that. And I had a chat. And then he had a chat to me about, he said, about Studio One and things like that. He said, "Check out Studio One." And then I realized that I had a Studio One license.
Okay.
So he also spent some time explaining things, how things work. I used to call him and say, "How do I do this? What is the meaning of EQ? You know, what do I do with compression? How do I take this, you know, how do I take the pop off, you know, things like that. I'm
Sounds,
getting
yeah.
clicks on it." Yeah. So he was really, really nice as well. And I used to go over and meet him, and he used to explain to me what to do. And after that, I was also then wondering, I need to do more. Then I discovered this guy called Don Barnes in the US, and I did his Studio One Jumpstart courses. I bought the courses. And you know, I learned the audio engineering for voiceover. Is
Specifically for
mean
voiceover,
he
yeah.
yeah. He specializes in that, in using Studio One for voiceover actors, because all these doors are built for music mainly.
Yes, dear.
I especially something like Reaper as well. Reaper, just you have an open interface when you first open it. You have to spend ages customizing it for yourself.
Yes.
Once you learn how to do that,
Sure,
I know
get
the
that.
people who are who, the people who are, you know, they swear by Reaper as well. There's Adobe Audition as well. A lot of people in the US use it, but I have been totally happy with Studio One. I eventually bought Studio One Professional,
Okay.
you know, which is like 35, 40,000 bucks actually. Of course, I mean, I got it as an upgrade, so I spent less. But you know, you have to spend that much to get to buy the profession, because it gives you you can do video editing on it.
या वीडियो एडिटिंग एंड
इवेंचुअली,
लिप सिंग वगैरह जब वो भी सभी हो सकते हैं उसमें.
नहीं नहीं मैं लिपसिंक के बारे में, आई मीन मैं वो नहीं कह रहा हूँ, बट जनरली वीडियो एडिटिंग मतलब लोग भेजते हैं लाइक इवन फॉर टीवी एड्स और एवर, ये एड
सेम
है,
यस
इतना
यस यस
टाइम
यस
है, एंड वी नीड द वॉइस एट दिस टाइम.
ओके ओके यस यस यस
सो
श्योर
या
थैंक
सो
यू.
इट्स नॉट जस्ट डबिंग, बट इट्स एक्चुअली फैंटास्टिक. आई मीन ऑफ कोर्स फॉर डबिंग एज वेल, आई लाइक टू गो इन टू द स्टूडियो टब, बिकॉज यू नो आई लाइक इट कि डबिंग डायरेक्टर है और इंजीनियर है, एंड आई नीड दोज गाइज टू गेट द बेस्ट परफॉर्मेंस आउट ऑफ मी.
ऑफ
बट इफ यू
कोर्स
वॉन्ट मी टू सेंड अ फ्यू लाइन्स, यू नो, टू पंच इन एंड ऑल दैट, मैं कर सकता हूँ.
वो घर से
That
कर
I can
सकते
do,
हैं.
you know, and I mean, if you're dubbing from home for a series, मतलब, you know, I mean, पागल हो जाएंगे. It's really, if anybody who does that, I have the utmost respect, because it takes three people minimum for you to get the best performance on screen. But for ad voicing, corporate voicing, then I have my video out there. You know, I'm very fast now, very good. You know, I do punch and roll. You know, something happens, I can just punch in again. I can do a revision a year later and it'll still sound the same. But I had to learn all of this.
Course.
So my thing is, for also anybody starting out, is that they have to learn all these aspects as well. And I'm sure this is not any new information. Matlab, agar log research karte hain Google pe, they will find everybody also
I
saying,
think so.
you have to do a little bit of learning. And I'm not obsessed with which mic you have, as long as you sound good.
Yes, certainly.
These days can let us, I know a lot of people, "I have this, I have that." When I travel, I don't use the mic I have in my booth, but I've done TV ads while traveling from a hotel room as well.
I can assume it's a
Okay.
kind of you it's just an assumption. Dynamic mic hoga agar वो करने के लिए
अजम्पशन नहीं है, इट्स
सही
स्पॉट ऑन.
सही
आई यूज डायनामिक इन माय स्टूडियो एज वेल
ओके
एट होम, इवन दो इट इज वेरी क्वाइट एंड आई हैव बिल्ट अ वेरी नाइस स्पेस फॉर माय सेल्फ वेयर द साउंड इज गुड, बिकॉज दिस इज इंडिया, साउंड विल कम इन.
ऑफ कोर्स
वी लिव इन वन ऑफ द नॉइजीएस्ट कंट्रीज इन द वर्ल्ड. You know, the reason why some of the top condenser microphones are called studio microphones, because they are studio microphones.
Yes.
ठीक है.
Important.
अगर तुम्हारे पास whisper booth है, you know, one of those, then fine, you can use that. But even then, you know, it picks up a pin drop. So, you know, I'm very okay with dynamic mics in India, and मतलब I've not got any complaints.
Yeah, it's giving
मैंने ऑडियो यू नो आई हैव सेंट द ऑडियो टू इंजीनियर्स एंड ऑल दैट एंड दे हैव बीन ओके एज लॉन्ग एज यू हैव क्लियर ऑडियो व्हिच जस्ट साउंड्स गुड
ऑफ कोर्स
दैट इज ऑल दैट मैटर्स ऑफ कोर्स आई फॉर मोस्ट ऑफ माय क्लाइंट्स एज वेल नाउ आई प्रोसेस इट एंड सेट सो आई हैव लर्नड ऑल ऑफ दैट बट आई एम स्टिल लर्निंग आई एम स्टिल लुकिंग फॉर द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट दैट आई कैन यू नो कैन लर्न what are the things that you can do now I'm trying to make my life easier you know one process chain for most people done but it's taken all those months of learning what that chain is for yourself my chain is not going to be your chain I cannot teach you that you have to find the chain that fits your voice if somebody says oh no what is there's no point sending my chain to you my chain will be completely sort of built up, completely modified to suit the way that I speak. But I mean, recently, most of the time, I've just been putting one chain and sending it because I'm fairly comfortable with that. So people have to learn all of this. I mean, really, the pandemic changed all of that. And I think you must have also done a lot during the pandemic. I can also see, you know, you've treated your space and all that. More importantly than soundproof, is a nicely treated space.
Nicely treated space. So my journey actually started in pandemic, the voicing journey. Before that, in 2020, it started actually.
Were you one of the guys who said, I'll become a voiceover artist? It's you. No, I'm just joking. I know you're doing a lot of stuff and there's nothing wrong with it. But yeah, I think it's great that so many people are doing it. And hey, it's competition. It's okay. But there's always somebody else looking for you. If they don't want you, they want somebody else. It's not because you're bad or anything like that. So yeah. So, but I would say, you know, a kind of rebirth happened as well for someone like me in this industry. It took around 2 years of learning how to do things. Of learning, I mean, I'm sure I sent bad audio as well, you know, but I learned from that. I listened to it, learned, and I know that, now I don't know, yes, I can always still get better, but I don't think we should process too much at all.
Yeah. वो फिर थोड़ा you know, कुछ ज्यादा एक्सट्रैक्ट कर लेता है उसमें से राइट
हाँ, उतना नहीं करना है मतलब आई मीन वन हैज टू कीप इट या टू अ नाइस लेवल वेयर समथिंग साउंड्स गुड एंड आल्सो You know, my headphones are different. Your headphones will be different. You know, everything sounds different. And people listening on a... And the thing with us as well, I mean, I use an Audio Technica headphone in my booth, right? So, but we are hearing in high definition. We are hearing a lot of things that other people don't hear.
Yes.
And sometimes we get obsessed with that. Later on, I'm playing my audio in the speakers, gaadi mein baja raha hoon, or ya my phone mein baja raha hoon. I'm like, it sounds fine. But I was like, no, something, I can hear this, I can't. And maybe we shouldn't bother too much because we are still human. We breathe, a little sound will come in. Maybe we are too much obsessed with what other people are thinking. Can't help that. I still do it. But to make it easier for yourself, you should learn all these things to send out your audio as fast as possible. Last night I sent something to someone in the US. They'd said yes, that yeah, they do the job, but they said it very late, but they said, can you please send it to us, you know, by this time, which meant it was at 1 a.m. at night, me doing it. I've sent it off, payment in the bank,
The best part, US dollars,
Yeah,
yeah.
huh? Payment in the bank already, which is
Right.
great. And I know we struggle with payments in India a lot as well, and that's really,
Yes.
really difficult. I'm not going to judge you for charging a different rate. You know, it is not, India is not an easy place. We cannot charge the same way as a lot of people in the West do.
Of course, no comment.
There's no, you know, we can understand how they work and try to implement their systems, but it is very difficult. If we charge the equivalent of $100 out here, they charge equivalent of $300 to $500 for that.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. You know, so you shouldn't get upset. And if you're charging less than me or somebody's charging more than you, you charge the way you charge, do the best work you can, and try to get the fairest price you can.
Yes.
N not every company is going to be this. Sometimes they're very small, a new company, the people I worked with many times, and later on they paid me more. But they were completely new, so I've done it at a different price, understanding that. But when a company with a certain weight and a certain money behind them comes, then you should ask for the right money. It is not fair for a big company to pay you less.
Yes,
That
certainly.
you should stack that you should st stay stand your ground and possibly even lose a few jobs by saying no. But if you know somebody, if a local business down the road and said, Ashwin, I'm promoting my business on Instagram. You know, I don't have 20,000 rupees, but I have 10. You know, they're putting out one Instagram reel. I'm just saying that you can consider, you know, the way people are talking to you, or the way people and how the company is. But don't knock yourself down for getting work and trying to earn money as well. Just don't try to sell yourself short. That's all.
That's the most
Be
important
fair
thing.
to yourself, and your talent is what I think. And stand your ground at the times when they need to. I know, because here as well, you know, message aata hai phone pe ya email or WhatsApp pe, sir, ye hai, you know, teen film, char cut downs, four edits. They were, you know, teen medium, you know, digital, TV, cinema. Digital to matlab, once you've done your voice over, it is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah,
You can't fight that. And in fact, I'm
YouTube.
okay with that. I'm not going to fight that, because that is also my portfolio, you know. And then they say, sir, or give us a quote for 1 year, 2 year, and perpetuity. I mean, why are you asking for perpetuity? Because you're never going to pay me perpetuity.
Course.
You know, I'm saying if I mean I'm saying that if I'm charging 1,000 rupees, then I will charge you 1 lakh for perpetuity. And if you
Yes.
multiply that. So I don't know why they're asking for perpetuity in India when they're not going to honor it. Mat pucho, because then I will give you a quote that you will not call me back. You know, and people should aspire to getting in India. We don't have royalties, but we have license fees and things like that within the industry. Especially, you know, if you've been around, if you can implement it, you know, you should try to get a yearly usage license.
Kind of
You have
royalty
to, not a, well, in a way,
license, yeah, in a way, in a way.
A broad royalty, matlab wo checks aata hai.
Checks
If
out,
your voice
yes.
was aired on TV, if your voice was aired, you know, these after these many airings, you know, wo check bhejte hain. You know, that's not the same in India, but at least you can try and get a yearly license fee for yourself. Perpetuity to, I hate it, because why are you asking? That's all. So if you can aspire to do that, I know in India there's so the people I see on Facebook as well, even LinkedIn, you know, 1,000 rupees for the voiceover. Voiceover is 5 minutes. You know, you will send us in WAV format, 48 point, this thing, this, that, everything. You are asking for the best, and you are paying me 1,000. And I see so many people go, yes,
As I can
I'll do
do.
it, I'll do it, I'll do it. You know, so I think that is also too low. don't sell yourself that short. Yeah. You're never, you're going to be working for hours and hours. And in my one job, I've earned more for you in 15 minutes than you work for 1 month.
So I'm talking about this, no offense, in Facebook groups, what you said about 1,000 rupees. Now even 1,000 rupees sounds decent, because 50 rupees a minute, 40 rupees a minute, 30 rupees a minute.
I've seen that on Facebook groups as well. LinkedIn, there's no way you can ask for.
No. LinkedIn to hoi nahi sakta. LinkedIn hoi nahi sakta. Facebook groups.
You know, people like, what are you doing? Yeah. No, I've seen that. And I think that's sad. That's just people exploiting the ones out there, knowing that they can get it and not paying for that.
Yes.
They they're not respecting you while doing that. Then you wanted to say, "Okay, I'm doing it. I'm free for it." I'm just saying that because what is this 50 rupees per? I mean, in e-learning, I charge per the word. You know, I'm just saying that there's no way. I mean, there's a lot of learning we can get from a lot of people on LinkedIn as well, and that's why I'm there. I'm not just there to present myself or promote myself, which is of course part of it, but I'm also there to learn from a bunch of people from around the world, because that's how I move on to the next. So you're saying you come from marketing background. I just did a marketing course as well. Okay. You know, I don't know, maybe my posts have changed in the last few months, or maybe you can see posts. So yeah, I did a fairly large marketing course as well, because I didn't know, you know, I just didn't know at all.
So sir, I can see the conclusion of that, as in terms of for the beginners, it's like kind of the right knowledge, multitasking, a lot of factors are there, of course, in getting into voicing,
yes.
Multitasking.
And at the end of the day, it's just you in this industry. You got to do what you got to do. Don't always listen to every other people, because everybody's judging. There's always going to be somebody judging someone else. It's nobody else's business.
Certainly. True. So, anyway, sir, it was great to have you on VoiceOver Par Charcha. This made my day. I can say this is the best starting of this year, and especially the first episode of this particular VoiceOver podcast.
Thank you.
Great insights. A lot to learn from you, and knowing your, you know, knowing in at this particular stage, your inquisitiveness to learn so many things, and like really, honored to have you and inspired.
I think if you stop. The learning, you'll never get ahead.
Of course.
Because there's
yes.
always something more to learn.
Of course.
I think that's the only message out there. I never thought I would go back to school. And I did. I mean, so I hope people understand that. And for anybody else, just do it for yourself.
Right. So... finally, sir, thank you so much. And
thank you so much. I hope I didn't ramble around, but yeah.
Yeah, this was great. It was perfect to, great learning in terms of, interacting. Finally, sir, and I wish you all the best for all your future endeavors for acting. Whatever, so many things you're doing, in acting in terms of voice acting, in terms of voice or everything, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll try and keep it going, yeah.